Where we say, that is so inspiring, but well, it just won't work, will it? just like us, the Asian men and other stuff up at the frontier, our own hunger is moving. And that's not all by themselves, but with the people around us. All of us together, our hunger is met. You, and them, and those guys over there. When Jesus in his humanness came down from heaven to live our lives, live into our neighborhood, I heard it said, means we will all be given abundant and eternal life together. When we take in him, the flesh and bloodness of him, kind of think of it, the flesh and bloodness, we will learn what it means together. So today, when you come to this table, if you come to this table, come knowing that the bread you get to that isn't just feeding your spirit, it's also feeding your humanness, all of us. It's feeding our connection. It's allowing us to be human, not just by ourselves, but with the people around you and with God, our Creator, and Jesus, the bread of life. The bread is real. It's given to you by Jesus to connect you, to connect all of us in our humanness, to Jesus in his humanness, to connect you and me and all of us to God, the Word made flesh. Here at Christmas, the Word made flesh, God given to us in our flesh, so that we will know the richness of life. It's a bit of a mystery, I realize that. It's still a mystery. I can understand the questions of those with Jesus that day. How could you not ask? Just like I can understand all of us still have the questions. But somehow, that bread is enough. It's enough to meet our questions and our hunger for life.